Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I've been doing it Wednesday and Thursday this week because I had to do stuff last night. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight on the conversation. Here we go again. You saw it in Venezuela and it's coming here because now Cory Booker is pushing for like a pre-check, like a TSA pre-check interview with gun purchasers or gun owners. You know, and then you have Biden saying that we need to have, like, reasonable gun talks. You know, what part of don't infringe do you not get? Thou shalt not infringe on the Second Amendment. You know, local federal authorities and state police have arrested 82 people in a massive 8-state child exploitation sting. When I get into that, well, if you got kids that are watching this, you probably don't want to have them around. I also want to get into the age-old question. You know, America was never great as advertised. Never great. Well, I'll get into that. And, you know, the interest in the 2020 elections. Who's what, where, and why. I'll get into that. I also want to get into a gallery owner who had to cover up artwork or did it because Muslims are offended. I don't want to get into that, you know, because we have freedom of expression and, you know, we have people that come here that demand that we give up our rights because they're offended when they come to our country. People that come to our country waving their nation's flag, demanding we respect them, not our country, not us. Wake up, America. I also want to get into the fact that, you know, cannabis legalization in areas, you see pain relief, pain medicine plummeting. And a lot of things that they've done throughout the years with in regards to cannabis, that kind of goes back to some other points that we're getting to, and also getting to some mentions in football news and so much more. So I want to welcome you all and thank you for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And I want to thank you so much. And you know, we don't know what's up with my cat. He's on steroids. And he's on antibiotics. They think it might be autoimmune. It could be inflammation. It could be something in the medication that he was given that he's having issues with. So we'll have to figure out what's going on with that. So thank you so much for all your thoughts and prayers with that. And also, I do have a weekly conversation page called Kyle's Conversations, what it used to be called way back when I only did like a half an hour show once a week, and I would do it twice. And in the Kyle's Conversations, there is a link. I have a PayPal link. I do 100% of this all out of my love for this country and my love for the freedom of everyone. And so, you know, in that link, you can actually donate money if you want to help out, you know, because everything I have, from the boom stand to the computers and everything, is all 100% me. So if you want to help out and keep this conversation going, greatly appreciate it. You can do that. It's in the Kyle's Conversation page. And also, if you're watching, you can like or love or whatever, because I can't tell who's watching. Or especially on Blog Talk Radio, I can't. It's not like it says who the listeners are. It just says, okay, I got people listening in South Korea and Russia and Brazil and Canada and the U.S. and France and England, you know, stuff like that. So that's basically all I have. So I can never know them unless when they call in. And if you want to, I do have the Blog Talk link. So if you want to click on the link, you can hear me through that also. In case I get a caller and you want to sit there and be like, wait a minute, that, you know, because there's times where I'll go back and forth to the caller and he'll talk for a while and you won't hear what he says, but if you're on Blog Talk, you can do that. So I want to get into this first. So if you got kids, probably shouldn't that's not really something appropriate for them, but it's something that needs to be discussed big time. 82 arrest in huge 8-state child exploitation sting. This is involving federal authorities, including the Georgia Bureau of Investigations. That an operation called Southern Impact 3 was held in a number of states across the southern states, including Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. And that's coming from WBNS-TV. And what they claim is that they busted approximately 82 people, and they found all kinds of child pornography and abuse of children, and either, you know, them trying to get with kids, or it's just, you know, and it's, they have human trafficking coming in from Mexico. And they take these, yeah, well, hey, you give us your kid and you let this stuff happen, and, you know, it'll help forgive your debt for coming here. And it helped put an end to the molestation of hundreds of children as people who were collected with this and connected with this and stuff, they deal in this stuff. You know, they sit there and they molest kids and they videotape it, and then they sell it, and it's disgusting. And this is what happens when you have the police doing their job. ICE doing their job. And you have immigration doing their job and stopping all this stuff. And I applaud this. I do feel that it's probably like, they got 82, there's probably thousands out there doing this, but hey, they're doing something, and something's, and they're putting a monkey in the wrench. So it's just one of those things that it's sad that goes on, but it's nice to see that we're stepping in and doing something. It's just sad because, I mean, that stuff doesn't need to go on. But, you know, we don't need border security. We don't need border this. We don't need a wall. We don't need anything. And you know, Trump's a fascist, and, you know, and almost everyone that claims that Trump's a fascist or this or that. We don't need border protection. We don't need border security. We need to get rid of ICE. We need to get rid of all this stuff. Well, this is one reason why we need it. Cory Booker is pushing for a TSA-style pre-check interview with gun purchasers. Now, I don't know if you remember, in 1937, they had the Marijuana Stamp Tax Act. And basically made marijuana illegal because, yeah, you have to have that stamp tax to grow marijuana or whatever. Well, they're never going to hand it out, so they never handed them out. So basically, since we made it illegal. Well, guess what, folks? That's what's going to happen here. Well, to buy a gun, you're going to have a pre-check with a TSA-style government agent to be approved to purchase a gun. Well, guess what's going to happen? You're never going to be able to do that. They're never going to allow it. Oh, no, we didn't ban guns. You just have to go through this. Well, yes, you essentially did, because you're not. Okay, show me one person in this country that's had this TSA interview type thing to purchase a gun. Oh, you're not allowing it. Just like that Marijuana Stamp Tax Act. They didn't hand any of that stuff out, making it essentially illegal. Same thing's going on here. They want to pass laws that, oh yeah, that's just a little background check. Well, we're not going to allow you to do that background check. Therefore, you'll never be able to purchase a gun. See? That's how they work things. Oh, no, it's just a little simple TSA just to make sure you're not crazy. Oh, wow. So then how are you going to... So how is an illegal criminal that's going to buy a gun in the black market in a black alley, how is he going through a TSA screening to get that gun if he's not going to use the law? I mean, back in the day, you had to be... When I grew up, you had to be 21 to buy alcohol and 18 to buy tobacco. I still got it. Granted, it was easier to get, like, cocaine and pot and lewds and all that, you know. Call the lewds, dude. They were illegal, but they were easier to get because you didn't have to go through the government. You just call up the lewds, dude. Freaking lewds. Pot, it was easy to get because it was illegal. You just went through the black market. You didn't have to deal with trying to figure out how you're going to, hopefully, a guy will sell you a pack of cigarettes, assuming you're 18. But that's this world we live in. Oh, don't worry. This is just a little pre-check just to make sure you're safe to own a gun. And then they won't ever do those pre-checks and you'll never be able to get a gun. What part of thou shalt not be infringed? The Second Amendment right. Good old Joe Biden. You know, we need to deal with this Second Amendment rationally. You know, I mean, I'm against gun ownership, but, you know, I think you should have, are you kidding me? I'm for people protecting me with thousands of guns, but you owning a gun? Don't worry, like they told in Venezuela. We want to protect the children. We're going to take away the guns so we can protect the children. What part of shall not be infringed don't you understand there, Joe? They wanna see what people don't realize. The government's not after Trump. They're after you. They're after your paycheck. They're after your rights. They're after your freedom. They want everything. They want to sit there and take your income until you have nothing, till you work a job, and then 100% of that money goes right to the government. You don't get anything in your paycheck. And then come after us. Oh yeah, that's right. You surrendered your weapon so you could save the kids. Yes, I got my lobster and caviar. See, this is a 24-karat gold plate. Yeah, that's what I'm eating on. And you're homeless? Wow. Hey, taking away those guns sure did protect the kids. Come after us, government. Come after us, people. You don't got no weapons. We're heavily armed. That's what's going to happen in this country. You know, because the government is not after Trump. They're after you. He just stands in the way. They want socialism in this country, and they're standing in the way of you. They're standing in the way of you. He is. Trump is. So the government can't, like Trump said, will never be a socialist nation. That's right. That's my president. We'll never be a socialist nation. Well, oh Lord, my cat's on crack, I swear. Man, this is reality TV, man. This is real. Stuff happens. Like, when I was doing a promotional thing, you know, like, hey, this conversation that this was going on, the cat came right up to me and, oh, yeah, that's great, but it's awesome. But, you know, when you look at this, you know, because you have, like, this South Bend mayor, Peter. I call him Peter, but it's Pete. But Greg. He was in South Carolina. He said, America was never great as advertised by Trump. America was never great. It was a crap hole. America was never great. America has been great since day one because we came here to found a country based on freedom of Christian religion. This country was founded to get ourselves from a totalitarian government that we didn't want to pay king's taxes. We didn't want to get away from kings and queens. We didn't want to have rulers telling us what we could and could not believe and what we could and could not worship and giving them all their money. We wanted to live in a country that was free. We had millions of white people who died to free the slaves. There were 4,000 plus black-owned slaves. Yes, black people owned slaves. They did. The first slave owner was a black person. There were blacks in Africa that were helping capture slaves to take over to America. We had Martin Luther King who stood up for the rights of everybody. The South Bend mayor might be who you're talking about, Hiawatha. It's Peter Buttigieg who said, like, America was never great. And the problem I have with this country is one thing. You have presidents that go, I'm the president. You know what? They're fighting in the Middle East. See, that's what we got here. We got land right here. See, we got this river here, and we got land on this side and land on this side. This is mainly for my viewers that are on Facebook. Okay, Pakistan's and Afghanistani people, the Muslims, the Sunnis and the Shiites have been fighting for thousands and thousands of years over this area of land and use of the river and everything. Well, I'll fix it because I'm President Obama. I'll fix it. No, I'll fix it because I'm George Bush. You're going to fix something that they've been fighting over for thousands and thousands of years? I don't think so. There's always going to be people that think they're better because they're a woman or because they're a man or because they're Asian or because they're black or they're white or whatever. There's always going to be some form of racism that some animal thinks he's bigger. The lion thinks he's the king of the jungle. I'm an elephant. You know, I can cut anybody's arm. Guess what? You're all going to bleed red. We all bleed the same color. We're all human beings. Let's act like it. Let's come together. And that's the problem. America was never great. We've always tried to steer away from that. Yeah, we had slavery. I don't support it. But the government wants that now. Since they can't own a white person or a black person or a Mexican or Asian, they want to control you financially. Look at it. Look at do the statistics. Look it up. The welfare, you know, the poverty rates were going down when Lyndon B. Johnson signed the war on poverty. I looked into a program that, hey, if you make under this much, this is how much rent. You can get rent for this much if you make under this much. I had people tell me straight up, you know what, Kyle? You need to make way more than they allow for that program. You can't make that what that program allows you to make. You can't make that much and expect to survive. You can't. You need more money coming in than they allow for you to pay that kind of rent. It's government entrapment, because then you get entrapped. And basically what you deal with is that going on right now. Because they can't control your life. They can't own you as a slave. So they're just going to take, and they want to, that's what the government wants to do. They want to take everyone in this country and have them dependent on the government.
In a way, that's how they own you.
And that's how they own you. That's why they have Obamacare that he doesn't have to be a part of.
Didn't work, but you know, it's just a
Hold on. Pardon me. But that's how it is. But it's just one of those things, man. They don't care. They just, they wanna entrap you and keep, that's why in Venezuela they said, oh, don't worry. It's for the kids. We'll save the kids. And then they handed over their guns. Because we don't want to hurt the kids. We want to save the kid. And then, that's what's gone on. And now these people, now when you have $20,000 loaves of bread, people are fighting and killing each other. But just so you know, it's the America's fault that, you know, Venezuela, socialism works, just we screwed it up. Yeah. Talk to Venezuelan people about that. Just like that lady on CNN that was interviewed. How do you feel about these greedy, evil Republicans that don't want you in this country? Well, yeah, we don't want to be here. And the lady said, huh? Yeah, we want to live in our own country. We want to have someone help us out so we can live in our own country. I mean, you have, what is it, New York. Where let me get that. I'm going to make sure my facts are correct for my listeners. But you have, what was it? It's an NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Republicans, 75% of Republicans have a high interest in the 2020 election, where only 73% of Democrats in the latest polling have a love for the 2020 election. So what people don't realize, this affects your life, folks. Because you have politicians that have been in D.C. for 50 years, and I'm running for president because I want to have change in America. Well, what have you been doing in D.C. for the last 50 years? You know, Hillary Clinton wants to make. I'm with her. What has Hillary Clinton done since she's been in D.C. for the last 25, 30 plus years? They try to blame Trump for everything that's wrong in this country, but. He just got to D.C. You've been there for 30 years.
Biden's been there for 50, but all of a sudden, he's going to fix it.
Yeah, Biden's going to fix stuff after 50 years. What have you done for 50 years?
You made it worse.
What they make it to where, they make it to where,
you
if
know,
they did, go ahead.
You know, they actually asked, Biden said, they're fighting over who's more progressive. You realize that, right? Have you heard this?
Yeah.
Have you seen this? Have you heard this?
Yes.
You know,
have you seen it? Have you heard it?
Yeah. That doesn't under my head. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. What was my point? So they asked, crazy Bill LaBurn.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, BS.
Sanders, that's the last name.
BS.
Who was the more progressive and whatever? They're going to eat each other up. Oh, Sandra goes, well, just look at our records. Neither one of their records had fixed a thing.
They haven't.
What have their record? What have both of them been in there about 100 years? Or they're at least
combined.
Look like they're 100 years old. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What, if you look at, I don't like Clinton and I don't like Obama. And I used to be a fan of the Bushes until you break down their record. I like their family values, the Bushes. But if you look at them before and you look at them after they take office, they age like 30 years.
They do.
I mean, look at Mr. Trump before and now. He's eight. I mean,
yeah.
It's not a stressless job.
Yeah.
I don't think Bernie or...
Oh, they couldn't.
I don't think they'll make it.
No.
Physically. And I'm not saying that to be a smart butt or whatever.
No, but what we're saying, yeah, but what are you going to magically do now that you couldn't have done for the last 50 years? Explain that to me.
Hey, I'm going to take all your money and give everybody free stuff.
Yep.
At least he's honest. I can give him that. I'd rather have, like, President Trump. He's keeping his word. He's doing what we voted him in there for.
Yeah.
I'd rather have, out of the two,
I want to have a reporter say that. What have you done? You've been in D.C. for 50 years. What have you done? I mean, you act like all of a sudden now you just want to fix stuff. What didn't you want?
You know, you know, if I had to pick between Biden and Sanders, I want someone that at least will let me know when they're going to screw me, just not screw me.
Yeah. At least I know I'm getting, at least I know I'll get, at least I know to buy the lube.
Thank you. I was trying to be delicate, but yeah.
Well, I could have said the KY
well,
Jelly.
Yeah, but yeah. We're not advertising for KY Jelly.
No, I just want to let people know that that's just, they're not a sponsor of the program.
But no, I mean, seriously, they're at least, Sanders is at least saying, look, I am going to tax you
8,000,000%.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a paycheck.
Exactly. I'll give you everything free. Might be crappy. You might regret it. You might overthrow the government in 5 or 10 years after I'm out of office. You might have to.
Yeah.
But you're going to have some free stuff in the meantime.
Yeah.
Will it be worth it? No.
Well, you're going to have free stuff. It just depends if they give it to you or not.
Exactly.
It's just like the Marijuana Stamp Tax Act. You know, hey, this is a thing that, and guess what? They're not going to hand it out. So, it's just one of those things that people need to wake up. I mean, like, I sent it to Five Star Medical, the what is it, what's that? The Hemp Revolution DVD. And, oh, in the background, that's my wife, if you ever wonder, my producer. But anyways, it's called The Hemp Revolution, and at the bottom of the thing, it had in big letters, it had H-E-M-P, and in small letters, it said, help educate mass people. And when you watch that video, it reminded me of stuff going on today. Well, the what is it? The Netherlands government has allowed me to grow like 2 acres of hemp to test it. You know, it's virtually THC free. It's going to be good for what do you call for like, you know, so they can see like its potential for paper making and lumber and all this stuff. And it's like all these things in the video. Well, we need to get more proactive and we need to, you know, well, they've known for thousands of years that 1 acre of hemp produces as much paper as 4 acres of trees. That's actually not true. It's actually only been recently that we discovered that because for millions of years, for thousands of years, they used hemp paper. Sails were made from recycled hemp or even fresh hemp. The rope on the ships were from hemp. Levi's jeans were made from recycled sailcloths were made of hemp. Clothing was made from hemp. Hemp can be made from anything from, I don't know, like super silk down to like a wool. It's just how that is. And when you look at this, it's just crazy. Well, we need to do more testing. Well, what testing? They've known it. All the stuff they want to try to tell you that we need to do, we don't have enough testing. It's been tested more than alcohol. Alcohol is bad for you. So is tobacco. They've tested it. Tylenol and Advil have less testing than cannabis. But we don't know. They know it produces pound for pound more ethanol. They know it's the longer the fiber, the stronger the material. Well, hemp has one of the longest fibers in the kingdom, in on earth. So there you go. It is so beneficial. It's only because you had Enslinger that's like, well, we got blacks that smoke it. We got Mexicans that are bringing it here, who is a big-time racist, and since they couldn't keep alcohol legal, they had to jump on the bandwagon. And around that time, they were coming up with petroleum-based fabrics. Hemp would have blown that out of the water. And they crushed it. You're going to lose billions of... We can take because plastic bottles are made from oil, petroleum products. That, and they found a way to take a plastic bottle and turn it into nylon. Wow. But, you know, now we're trying to shove down the throats of people facts that have been around for thousands of years. It's a superior paper. 40% of a tree makes paper. And it takes lots of chemicals and deadly chemicals to do it. Cannabis has almost 99% of it can be turned into fiber. But guess what? They don't care. They're not looking after your best interest. It's not how this game works. Because if that's how the game worked, you would have it legalized if they cared about you. Because they've known it kills cancer. They've known it shrinks tumors. And we're trying to break the mold, if you will. Say, hey, this is safe. And in places where they're legalizing industrial hemp, they're making it very regulated because they're afraid that someone's going to find a way to grow an industrial strain of hemp that has an industrial strain of hemp that has very high THC and or maybe 50-50, and then as they grow it, they'll be able to harvest, and this is what we harvested, and this is what we hid. You know, they're so paranoid. You know, the government owns patents on cannabis. They own patents on cannabis and extracting of the THC and CBD for medicine. But it's deadly, it's dangerous. You know, and it all goes back to the government doesn't want to have to backpedal. Because if they magically all of a sudden come out and say, hey, wait a minute, this is safe? This is safe? It's not as dangerous as we were led to believe? What else is the government not telling us? What else is the government not talking to us about? What else? That's why they can't just... That's why they're shut... You can see tons and tons of people that have studied it when they were given... And they were hoping, like the tobacco industry, that they would find it bad. No, good. But when they found out that cannabis was good, they shut them up for years. See, I honestly believe it's the tobacco industry that they were thinking that there'd be some breakthrough that they'd find that if we added this or did that, it would be safe. And it never, what did come about, because in the mid-70s, they found that if you take palladium and put it and mix it with tobacco, it eliminates all the carcinogens and would basically make a safe cigarette, aka Epic. Look it up. And what happened is they stomped it out ASAP. Why? Because if it is safe, what are all other cigarettes? All the studies were proving cannabis is good, but they cover it up because they don't want to hear it because there's billions of dollars in the pharmaceutical industry. Like, what was it, the first George Bush? We're going to increase. They say we don't have enough jail space. We'll increase the jail space. They say we don't have enough federal prosecutors. We'll hire them. We'll do whatever it takes. We'll ensure if we have to get 50 trillion agents to ensure that we eradicate cannabis, we're going to do it. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening, folks. You know, and people don't get it. You know, it's like, wait a minute, pick up. Because you have this nation that is like, okay, enough's enough. You know, we're gonna have 50 trillion agents, and we're gonna stomp out because it's so evil, it's so dangerous. Gee, and then when you find out that, hey, this person in this governor, this politician, his cousin is a contractor for making private cells, private prisons, and he's gonna get this legislation passed so that they can have tons and tons and tons of harmless pot smokers in his prisons, so that guess what? Hey, they get 50 years. We'll make tons of money in this. And all he did was smoke weed. You know? Waking up. We're waking up. No, we're not going to do that. It doesn't work. People are waking up and saying, hey, we know it's safe. We know it's this. And it's starting to avalanche. You're going to legalize it in Illinois, Michigan. Indiana, they'll be like, never legalized, but maybe someday. I mean, even Democrats are not even going to talk about the DACA because they're afraid that people are going to be offended because we're giving all this stuff to illegals. Finally, something that Democrats have supported that they don't want to get into, pardon me, because they're afraid that people are going to be outraged. Because look at, we're going to do all this stuff to these illegals and hook them up. Well, wait a minute here. Where's my stuff? Where's my, I'm a citizen. And this bill under Democrat Representative from California, Lucille Roybal Allard, it would literally, you'd have to have three misdemeanors in order to disqualify from seeking citizenship. Three. They're starting to wake up that, hey, a lot of people are not going to support this, so we got to keep our mouths shut. Because that's what we got to do. Because we got to flip-flop. Because we can't stand on our morals and values. That's why. Because they got to flip-flop. Just like when, oh, Sanctuary City, come illegals. Oh, come all illegals to a sanctuary city. We'll harbor you. We'll keep you. We'll give you free crap. Come and live here, defecate on the streets. And then Trump said, well, I'll just bust them up and I'll send them to your city. And then how dare Trump want to do that? And then they flipped their tone about having him do that. Well, that's what you wanted. And see, because they're flip-flopping. I've met some people that, well, I don't like Trump, F Trump, but Hillary Clinton, I don't support her, until I find someone that I really believe is going to make America great or do whatever. At least just the couple videos I saw, the people were honest. Oh, I didn't want Hillary Clinton either. No way. No way, you know. At least they're not like, oh, well, Trump sucks and Hillary's great. You know, at least there's someone that's like, well, okay, don't even get me started on Barack Obama. He was a nightmare. I didn't want him either. Then you can at least say, hey, yeah, they don't like Trump, but they didn't like Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Mitt Romney or John McCain, or, you know, so you can at least validate their state. Yeah, you know. But it's just one of those things. Trump is like flip-flopping it with it because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to deal with it because, and I think people are starting to wake up because this DACA thing, they don't want to do anything because the Democrats now see that Americans might get mad because, hey, wait a minute here. Look at all this stuff, look at all this freebie you're handing out to these people, but what about us? If you want to give me free stuff, put more money in my paycheck by giving me less in taxes. I mean, you have a gallery owner that's had to cover up artwork because it offended Muslims. Because it supposedly had some, actually, what was it? It was, had some text from the Quran. And they called it blasphemy. And they covered it up. The Satich Gallery has covered up two pieces of artwork after complaints from Muslims that they were blasphemy because they contained texts from the Quran. I was hoping that the owner of the gallery would come out and he'd be a Muslim himself and say, but that's not the case. But, of course, they, you know, we got to take bacon off the menu because, you know, it offends Muslims. You know, we got to cave to everyone else's beliefs in our own country. Now, if you put something on there and didn't realize what it actually stands for, you know, I can see if someone literally, you know, buddy, I don't know, but on that painting you put there, you know, you basically said that you like child predators and that you support pedophiles and you like, I didn't mean that. Oops. And you know, that would be totally different. But when you're saying what you want to say and you're doing what you want to do, you know, but when we're getting to the point where we're having to, oh, let's cover it up. They were very dangerous, alleging it's the satanic verses all over again. You know, like, and it's like we're taught to be tolerant to these people, but then they will behead Christians. And that's what you got to wake up and realize. And that's how this, you know, I mean, you can watch videos all day long on YouTube where they're teaching these young Muslim kids how to behead and how to do all this stuff. You know, the thing I'm trying to say with this whole Loran thing is we're losing our identity in this country. We're losing our identity. You have two groups fighting, you know, and what you need to wake up and realize is when you fight, the government wins. I mean, show me a poor politician. Show me someone in the politician that's suffering. Okay, my wife is trying to tell me something that I can't hear, but it's okay. But, you know, we're losing our freedoms. We're losing, you know, they want us to fight because, okay, let me see here. Oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi, how'd you make $100 million? Oh, yeah, now, I'm not talking about Trump's tax returns. Where's your tax returns? Hillary Clinton, where's your tax returns? You know, Trump has a bunch of former attorneys, that have been indicted and are getting ready to serve time. They're former. One. Bill and Hillary have lost their ability to practice law at all.
They kill people. They they.
Yeah, they kill people.
If you don't agree with them, if you want to tell on them, they're about your back.
And that's the problem people don't get in this country. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Know what you stand for. Know that your freedoms are going to still be there. Know that you have the right to protect yourself and defend yourself from a tyrannical government. But that's this world. People don't know anything. They don't care. They just, whatever the banter is. Well, Trump wants a wall. He's a fascist because he wants a wall. He's like Hitler. I'm like, well, don't you have a door on your house to keep people out? Oh, I'm sure you do, buddy, because I don't think you're... Then why do you have walls around your house? Why don't you just get one of those pop-up tents? You know, it just has like little four things. And it's a roof. It'll protect you from the elements on the top. But, I mean, you can't have a wall around your house because that would be not right. Because if you don't support one at the border, how can you have... I mean, just have like four posts hold up the roof and then the rest should be open. I mean, that way anyone can come in, because that's what you want at the border, anyone to come in. Oh, yes, that's the world we live in, folks. These, oh, I live with the Trump supporter, and he would never want that. Okay, well then, divorce the dude and do it yourself. It's amazing how when you talk to all these people about the facts that, like, oh, I'd have a refugee live with us, but you know, I live with a Trump supporter. Yeah. Magically, all these Democrats have a Trump supporter that they're related to or are married to or live with that would never allow that. You know? Oh, it's just one of those things, you know, that, you know, people need to wake up. You know, because we're giving our country up. All because you have some whiny people in D.C. that don't have enough money. They want more of your money. They don't have enough to spend. See, what you have is you have people like Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid and all these people that now, some of them are not really around, but some of them still are. But Daddy Trump is tightening up your allowance. And they don't like that. See, they want to make sure that they have as much of your money as they can so they can go spend and do whatever they want. And Daddy Trump is like, I'm cutting off the check. No, you're not. And they don't like that when they have their money being taken from them, because they just want to go freeload and spend and do whatever the heck they want to do. And that's the problem, you know. Remember, folks, Democrats don't want Trump. They want you, your money, your freedoms, your everything. He's just standing in the way of them taking your paycheck. I would vote for Bernie Sanders if I was a Democrat. Why? Because I know, folks, I'm going to tax 100% of your income. I'm going to take it all and give it to people that don't do anything, that just sit on their butt. And don't worry, because, you know, only Mexicans will pick strawberries. No, they're Americans that will pick strawberries. I'll damn pick a strawberry if it's what I got to do to pay the damn bills. And if you think that's false, then you're probably talking about all those entitled little brats that think everything should be given to them, and they think they're too good that they should have to actually pick a berry. because I would be sitting there thinking, okay, I'm going to start picking strawberries in 2 weeks. I'm going to try to find a way to be able to pick 50 times more than anybody. I want to be able to, like, pack it in. I'm going to use my brain God gave me to figure out how can I develop something that can make me pick strawberries in an eighth of the time. When he gets 2 strawberries in his basket, I want to have 800 in my basket. You know, we came from a country where people had, here's my $20. It's attached to my name tag. And the guy, that when I got off the L sign, said, Tony, what's up? And I said, no, it's to New York. And I had $20 attached. And I'm going to make something of myself. Now it's, okay, where's the office? I want all my free stuff. Where's the immigration office? I need to sign up for my ITINs number so I can claim about 15 kids, get a $20,000 paycheck. That's what's wrong with this country. Oh, see, I'm better than you because I am a cream. Well, it depends. I mean, if you go by DuPont, I am a cream Caesarian tan 206. That's what you want to order if you want to paint yourself to look like me. That's a DuPont paint color. If you want to look like Michael Jackson, he would be the cream Sierra Desert 714. That's the number. If you want to look like a Magic Johnson, you know, no, we're all human beings. We're all, women aren't better than men. Men aren't better than women. Whites aren't better than blacks. Blacks aren't, God made us. God created us equal. God died on the cross for all of us, bro. Not for one person. Not for to make women better than men or men better than women. Thank you, Hiawatha. You're my inspiration too, man. But that's the world we have these that we live in. And people think, oh well, it's funny because I saw a post where it had all these men that transgendered into women and won all these like weightlifting and all these like Olympic sports. And it said something like, yep, women are better than men. Or some, it's funny. Because to me, everyone's a human being, you know. I got about 8 minutes left in the program. Wow. I wanted to get into some Manchester United transfer news and what's going on, the Glazers, and, you know, we had great times. What we need is a director of football, maybe someone that can actually scout and do stuff, because we don't have that. Because when you look at the team at Manchester United, and what's the problem, you know, like the big, like, bye-bye Manchester United, like, they have this, like unfollow Manchester United movement. And it's like, you're going to unfollow them for like 2 weeks, and then when we get someone that's halfway decent, like, oh yeah, well, we got Koulibaly, so, you know, we got Jadon Sancho. Woo! Okay, I'm following them again. I've been following Manchester United most of my life, way over like 3/4 of my life. I'm not going to stop now. We're not going to have, Manchester United has not always been a bed of roses. We've had ups and downs. We just had 25 great years with Alex Ferguson that dominated. But we haven't spent we've pretty much spent around the same amount of money as Manchester United has, as City has Liverpool has, as Chelsea has, and they're not hurt. We need a director of football so that when we spend money, we're going to get good deals. So we're not screwballed. And I mean, there's talk out there that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is going to go for a central defensive player that's going to break the world record. It's going to have like a record signing. I want to have great players. I don't care. I'd rather spend, I don't know, let me see here. I'd rather spend like 40 million pounds or 30 million pounds. I think Daniel James, I think him from Swansea, I think he'd be great. He'd be gamble. He wouldn't be like a right now player. He'd be someone that we would develop, and I think he's someone that would be amazing. Harry Maguire, I think, depending on how he turns out, he would be a dominant player. I think he would turn out to be a great player. I think he would.
Samuel Adams, we were always.
I really do think he could be a great player. I think, honestly, the transfer that we're talking about, I think Koulibaly is the center back that we're going to get. I really do. And I think I'd be excited if we got him because I think he's someone that we need. He's dominant. But I think Harry Maguire, I think, would be a great signing. Jordan Sancho would be good. Verratti and Dembele, any one of those. We realistically need about 5 players in and 5 players out. Emmanuel Matic needs to go. Juan Matic needs to go. Ashley Young needs to go. To be honest, Phil Jones needs to go. I would say, okay, if we can't find out who is turning this club upside down, everyone that played against Huddersfield, you're gone. We'll replace all of you, and we'll start over until we find out. Because there is somebody in that – because – That team has proved that they could dominate. I honestly believe we should have been in possibly third place, but something happens where there's disgruntled players where they're literally like crapping on the team because that team went from dominating to where you basically, they were like nowhere. They were not doing anything.
Hey, at least you have retirement though in World War II.
But it's one of those things that when you look at it, there are players that are like, I believe, deliberately not trying to, they're not playing. They are on purpose tanking. They are taking down the team, and I truly believe that there it's a deliberate thing.
The owners are putting them up.
Why would they? Because they'll get way. It's sort of like the college basketball. The farther you go in the tournament, the more money the university will make. Why would they want to sabotage? You're gonna make 10 times. They're gonna sit there. Okay, well, if you're in the Europa League, okay. Well, let's say Chevy wants to leave his sponsor. Well, you're only in the Europa League. Yeah. Well, we're not gonna. We're only gonna. 10 million is what we'll pay the sponsor you. Well, Chevy got 600 million. What they spent, you know, and that's all, you know, and some people feel that it's they're setting
why
up the club to
sell it. Well, that might, I mean,
you know, because but then again, I just think there are players that are on purpose tanking the team because if you saw how they started as soon as Solskjaer took over, now they can't even do anything, so you know they can play well, and so. That's how, I mean, and, okay, if they can't find out who it is, okay, well then, I think the only one who's playing his heart out is De Gea, but then I think he's even getting frustrated because look at how much.
Right. A player can only do so much. It's a team.
I mean, you have Alexis Sanchez making the money he's making, and he's not really playing at all, and everyone else is busting their butt. That's my biggest thing. That I think that with about 20 some seconds left, that's what's happening. I think that Alexis Sanchez has done so. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next tomorrow, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.
Okay. who was watching at the end,